From Seattle to Southern Oregon, welcome to a special edition of SIP Northwest Live on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack. So glad you could join us this weekend, wherever you may be across the region. You know, harvest is underway across the Pacific Northwest, and this weekend we come to you from Southern Oregon. That's right, we're back after the Oregon Wine Experience in August, where they raised a record $1 million for children's health care. We decided to come on back and visit the Oregon Winery of the Year, as voted by our friends at Wine Press Northwest. We're talking about Danson Vineyards, two of the greatest people in the industry, Dan and Cindy Marca, hardworking. They have bootstrapped this winery, and they're getting the recognition they deserve. You know, we were here a couple years ago. We told you all about Danson. So happy to see them receive this honor. And I had the opportunity to spend the afternoon with Dan Marca on the piazza at Danson Vineyards to talk about what is a very special honor.
It is, and thank you for that. We're very proud and very honored to have been selected as the 2017 Oregon Winery of the Year.
So what does that mean to you, though? I mean, all the vision you have here, I mean, going back to the very beginning of being in business, right? I mean, that, it all culminates in that, right?
It does. You know, we wanted to establish a winery that was a little bit different. And different to us means staying open late, being able to serve guests that want to come over after work, being able to focus in on a variety or two, also being able to provide food and just a unique experience.
And the location here, I mean, it doesn't get any better than this, does it?
The location is pretty nice. I mean, we're very centrally located. You feel like you're out a long way from, you know, society or the downtown core, but really we're 15 minutes away.
Yeah, we first came here a few years ago and did an event here, and it was a great event. And obviously we became friends, and you've been on the show a couple times since then. Now the Oregon Winery of the Year. I want to get the backstory, though, on how you got into wine. I know, you know, you've got the Italian heritage and all that, but what was it that, you know, attracted you to this business?
You know, really, it was my wife. We just, as we got together and got married, we really started to experience wine. We took a real liking to wine and how it paired with food and that whole experience. We would always finish a meal with port and would love to do that. And as a result, we just started to study at UC Davis and other places and just try to learn more and more about wine. Not initially with the eye to start a winery, just initially to learn more about that whole experience.
And you were in Sacramento, so you know, you think about maybe buying a vineyard, planting a vineyard, starting a winery. You've got a lot of opportunities in that area. Why didn't you?
You know, it wasn't meant to be. We actually thought about planting Barbera in the Sierra foothills. We actually looked at several properties there. And I'm thankful for not getting what we were wishing for at the time, because we found that Barbera wasn't necessarily suited to what we wanted to do, that really Pinot Noir was the variety of choice for us.
Okay, so back then, though, talk about Pinot Noir, because, I mean, it's, you know, the flagship of Oregon, certainly, and Southern Oregon to a certain extent. Back then, though, maybe not so much. What was it about the varietal then that really attracted you?
You know, as I got to learn more about it, I just, I liked what it looked like. I liked how it grew. I liked the care that it needed and the difficulty that it presents, both in the vineyard and in the winery. And it's a bit of a challenge. And I think on a day-by-day basis, challenges are good. They really keep you intrigued and interested.
So Southern Oregon, now we're going to talk more overall about this region and how much it's grown up, but how did you arrive here?
Well, when it didn't work out in California, we decided to come north. And we first looked for property in an area where we wanted to live, not necessarily to plant grapes. And we initially settled in Ashland. We were there for a little while and then ultimately discovered this amazing property just a mile outside of Jacksonville. And slowly but surely started to think about planting wine grapes and then did the research to figure out what was going to be the best match for this land.
Dan Marka joining us at Dance and Vineyard, the Oregon Winery of the Year, as voted by our friends at Wine Press Northwest. And, you know, when you first get here, if you come from the Willamette Valley especially, this isn't the typical vineyard. I mean, we're going to talk much more about that in the next segment. But, I mean, when you see this piece of land, I mean, it was kind of like kind of backwards from what you would think, right?
It is, because it's northeast facing. It's high elevation. Whereas in the Willamette, you're wanting south facing, you know, for the most part. You're wanting to be sure that you can get that fruit ripe. Here, it's not as much of an issue. So, but we have certain attributes here that allow us to really be able to have the hang time that everybody wants with Pinot Noir.
And obviously, you get some breezes flowing through here and some other things that factor in as well, right?
We do. We have the breezes, we have the shade, and we really take care of the vineyard in such a way where we just do our best to limit the amount of sugars that come into the fruit on a daily basis. And so we can get the layers and get that depth and dimension that we want in our Pinot Noir.
Okay, so you got the vision, you've got the business plan, all this stuff, and then you go to name this winery, this vineyard. What's behind that?
Well, it's a combination of my wife, Cindy, and my name. And really, that's what this is about. This is literally an extension of who we are. So it would make sense that Dan and Cindy, their names would be joined. Two people that are polar opposites, completely different in their thought processes, but with a heart to serve. And that's why we're here, and that's why we've done what we do.
Okay, so you say that, and I want to find out what the differences are here. So who are you and who is she? What makes you so opposite but makes you so successful?
So the good and the bad for me is I'm a type A. I'm a stress case. I'm happy most of the time, but I don't maybe show it every time. I answer my phone. I'm on time. I need to be careful. So on the other side of the ledger, Cindy doesn't answer her phone. She's happy most of the time, which is probably because she doesn't answer her phone many, many times. Sometimes people call me to find out where she is, which can be annoying, but lovingly annoying. What else can I tell you? She is the most amazing partner you can ever have. She looks at things totally different than I do. She doesn't have a business mind, but she has a mind that processes things completely differently than I do. And I respect that. I value that. And when we can agree on things, which quite frankly is regularly, it's typically a good thing to do and to proceed with.
I am so glad I asked that question, because that explains all of this success here at Dance. And I mean, it's so great to spend time with you here. And when you started this, be honest, I mean, I know as a type A successful business guy and other business ventures, I mean, you had to have put down in that business plan that we are going to be the top winery, right? And this wasn't something you went into just for fun, right?
We went into it for fun, but to be successful. We counted the costs. We, with my construction background, put together spreadsheets for everything we were going to do. And we needed to have a chance, an opportunity for success. And the key for us was following through. Whether you liked it or not on some days, you still needed to follow through. We actually thought about, if it didn't work out, living in the tasting room, to be quite frank. We went into this with high humility, and we still operate that way. You know, we didn't have any expectations. We counted the costs. We thought we could make a go of this, and thankfully, our locals and those that visit us from out of the region have supported us, and we have been able to grow from literally 300 cases to this year projected to be 4,100 cases.
That's Dan Marka at Danson Vineyards in Jacksonville, Oregon, the Oregon Winery of the Year, as voted by Wine Press Northwest. And when we continue, we'll talk about how Dan and Cindy Marka made this winery a success. I'll give you a hint, a lot of hard work, no doubt about that. An honor that is so well-deserved. We'll talk more about that as SIP Northwest Live continues on the Radio Northwest Network.